Hello everyone, this is James Ferrer, and you friends are listening to Playlist, the podcast. Yes, you're right, friends. We're discussing Di Ka Sayang ng Ben and Ben. Ay, naisipan ko lang na gumawa ng episode about this kasi antagal ko na rin hindi nakakagawa ng parang self-affirmation episode. Gusto kong i-share sa inyo yung mga songs na pick me up ko whenever there are moments that I feel sad, things like that. And I think alam nyo naman that this particular show is basically made for, you know, for mental health. Kasi if we can recall, I created this during the pandemic where, you know, everything is just bad. And randomly, I just thought of the line, probably because I saw someone's post about the lyrics of this song and how suddenly it made sense to me. Kasi ngayon, I'm at my stressed mode as a person. Stressed era ko ngayon. And I've been doing a lot of things to, you know, to remind myself to stay grounded and not to be occupied by too much stress. But it's just nangyayari siya. And biglang napapaisip about being enough. Just being a person, parang lagi tayong nagsa-search na okay, mas gumaling, na hindi tayo enough. And suddenly, yung line na tanggap kita, it meant so much to me, at least at this day, para gumawa ng episode. Kaya gusto kong discuss bigla yung lyrics nito. I just come as I go with, you know, listening to the song and basically reading the lyrics with you guys. So, bear with me. So, pakinggan natin yung first verse para tingnan natin if we'll find something that will help us release the stress within us. Yun, so, kahit di mo sinasabi, ramdam ko ang pagkukunwari. Akala'y masaya, ba't parang may lungkot sa tawa? So, sabi nila, the first step daw to, you know, resolving certain issues in life is awareness. And, yun nga, and talagang acknowledging na may certain pain, na may stress, na may sadness, and people around you notices it. It's, I guess, you know, part of our identity as community na, you know, our friends. We know our friends, so they can call us out whenever we feel down, diba? So, kahit tumatawa ka, ako kahit I feel like, you know, I'm driving, I'm happy outside, there is sort of a problem. And, yeah, you have to be aware and you have to acknowledge that there is a problem, diba? Bigat ng mga katanungan, tumadagan sa'yong isipan, di kailangan na buhating mag-isa. Yun. Bigat ng mga katanungan, dumadagdag sa'yong isipan, di kailangan na buhating mag-isa. And ayun yung purpose ng friends. That's why, somehow, diba, parang when you're sad, when you're anxious, you just keep it to yourself, diba? But yun yung mali, in a sense that, you know, yung sadness, they want us to keep it to ourselves. But for it to be cured, or for it to lessen, it's just to really open up and seek help 'di ba? Kasi yun nga, may mga certain stress na hindi lang ikaw yung nakakaramdam. Probably some other people may have, you know, encountered it and resolve it. So probably you learn from them. But again, hindi mo naman kailangan i-resolve with the people that you're gonna open up to. It's just that it is important also to breathe, 'di ba? Parang to release. Okay. If you're hearing it said by your own mouth that there is a problem, 'di ba? That you're stressed, that you need help, bigla kang okay, napaprocess mo din siya. Kasi tumatakbo yung utak mo along with the words that's coming into your coming out of your mouth, basically. Di ka sayang, di kailangan mang hinayang. Di ka sayang, di kailangan patunayan. Sarili ay mahalaga, kahit paanong tingin nila. Tanggap kita. Yun yung magandang affirmation from, you know, the people that's surrounding you, that knows you. I-remind ka nila na hindi ka sayang. Di kailangan mang hinayang, di ka sayang, di kailangang patunayan. Yung part na yun, sobrang totoo yun sa friends ko or the people that I love. That may it be my, you know, my family. Lagi kong pinapaalala sa nila na wala naman kayong kailangan patunayan. I think a lot of the things that keeps us anxious is because lagi tayong, alam mo, may iniisip na something na patunayan. May kailangan tayong abutin. Tapos pag hindi natin nare-reach, na didiskaril tayo, and then we're basically just falling apart, diba? Pero when you remind yourself na wala ka namang kailangan patunayan, you've done right. I mean, you've done your share. And kung na-reach mo yung limit mo, you don't have to prove anything to anybody, basically. You just be, diba? Ito yung mga instances na, you have control of. I'm not saying na, diba, this would fit everybody. Kasi iba-iba naman yung problema. But the point is, at least for me, yun nga, most of the things that I get anxious about are the things na pinipressure ko kasi yung sarili ko to perform at a certain level na hindi pa ako handa. That I have to work on it pa and accept na nasa journey siya, hindi pa natin nare-reach yung level ng knowledge or ng capability para maging madali na lang yung mga bagay. So, yun. So, hindi ka sayang. Hindi sayang lahat ng efforts na ginagawa mo. Hindi ka sayang na nandyan ka sa position that you are at. So, yun. Masaya yung next lyrics kasi ito kailangan ko din personally. Sabi niya, sarili ay mahalaga kahit pa anong tingin nila. Tanggap kita. And if you say it to yourself na whatever you do, na whatever challenges you've been facing or that, you know, you will encounter, tanggap kita. Kasi you've been through a lot already, you know? And for most people, ang hardest to please is themselves, di ba? Parang ang hirap talagang mahalin yung sarili. Parang tayo yung number one judgmental person. Tayo yung nag-judge, tayo yung kumukutsa sa sarili natin. Kasi feeling natin, we can do more. Pero, when you say it to yourself, natanggap mo. Tanggap mo yung scenario, tanggap mo where you're at. Tanggap mo na pinanganak ka as you are. Ang laking bagay, nakakatulong talaga siya para maging at peace ka sa nangyayari ngayon. And I think I'm thankful para sa Ben and Ben kasi this song used to be like, parang I thought it's really just for coming out, for things that, you know, might be related to identity crisis. I mean, it's obviously that, you know, I mean, the music video sees that. But there are things na parang can cover this. Parang, the song can cover certain topics na hindi man related sa identity crisis, about their sexuality. But sure, I mean, it sure is written for it. But in instances that you feel less, or you feel that you're not performing the way that you should, I think this song is for that as well. Na hindi ka sayang, hindi sayang yung efforts that you've provided. Hindi ka sayang na nandito ka, that you're present. Kasi, yun nga eh, nakondisyon tayo in a world na dapat lahat ng ginagawa natin, dapat, at dapat mas magaling sa kung sino man gumawa the last time. Pero, hindi eh. Ang life, it's really just reminding na okay lang na actually nag-show up ka. Malaking bagay na yon. It's already an award. Diba? Parang hindi mo kailangan mas magaling to sa person na yon. Kasi it just adds stress to you. Diba? So, yun. Ginawa ko tong episode na to just for me to share with you how this song actually helps me. How I actually can cope through stress because of this. But not just because of this. It's also a reminder to everybody na seek help. If you really need, you know, a therapist, go and seek it. But, you know, kung kaya yung pang i-manage ng friends, if you just need someone to hear your thoughts, your problems, all the things that's been running through your mind because you've been alone for so long and been focused about, you know, your job, about all other things that you need to fix, kailangan mo talagang mag-release as well. And yeah, that's, I think, what the song says. Hindi lang ikaw yung posibleng nakaka-encounter niyan. Maraming pwedeng ding tumulong sa'yo. And pwedeng through external factors, di ba, na ma-remind ka na, uy, tulungan mo din yung sarili mo na mabigat na, so pwede mo nang bitawan yung ibang mga bagay na accept na lang ito. Like, tanggap kita. Accept mo na lang kung ano yung meron. And just be. You know, it's hard kasi, again, critical tayo of ourselves. But sometimes, pwede. Pwede to just be and just live. That's it for this episode. I hope you guys enjoy it. If you do have any thoughts, comments, or suggestions about today's episode or about the show in general, just add our Facebook page. It's Playlist the Podcast. Thank you so much. Message us. And bye!